This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A prisoner exchange is taking place between Russia and Ukraine. It is made up of dozens of people, apparently including the 24 Ukrainian sailors, apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. In Moscow for VOA, Charles Maines reports the deal was orchestrated by newly elected Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday. Putin called the move a good step forward towards the normalization of relations with Ukraine. Recently elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to power promising to bring Ukrainian prisoners in Russia home and end the conflict in East Ukraine. In July, Putin and Zelensky held their first talk since the Ukrainian took office.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. Ukrainian leader Zelensky called today's action the first step toward ending the war between his country and Russia, which has been supporting Ukraine's rebels. Taliban militants have staged an attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. No immediate word on casualties. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American and a Romanian were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military deaths so far this year to 16. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing on Thursday in Kabul that it said killed foreign and Afghan military personnel. All of this as the insurgent group and the United States are reportedly close to signing an agreement to end the Afghan war. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we advise you to go online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun enriching uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a treaty U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned well over a year ago. Iran also warned Europe it has little time left to offer new terms, allowing the country to sell its crude oil abroad, despite the tough American sanctions regime against it. The Indian Space Research Organization says it lost contact today with its Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft, minutes before a module was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions of people in India stayed up to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the module on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time. K. Sivan is the chief of India's space organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
Chandrayaan-2 entered the moon's orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey from Earth. Success would have made India only the fourth country, other than the United States, Russia, and China, to put a space vessel on the moon and the third to operate a robotic rover on the lunar surface. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said despite the setback, he was proud of his country's space scientists. Hurricane Dorian continues its move up the Atlantic coast toward Canada with sustained winds of 150 kilometers an hour. This after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas, where the final death toll could be beyond imagining. The international community has ramped up efforts to assist in the Bahamas. The hurricane hit the islands as an extremely powerful Category 5 storm, and an estimated 70,000 people are in need of immediate humanitarian relief, and Bahamian officials say hundreds, if not thousands, of people are still missing. The Trump administration is said to be weighing sharp cuts in the number of refugees allowed into the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Sources inside the Trump administration say there are discussions about reducing the cap on foreign refugees because of the large number of asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and people from other countries trying to escape war and natural disasters. Some advisors want the number to be 15,000 or fewer, cutting in half the current cap of 30,000. One source says there's a meeting early this coming week on that topic. Because of tighter screening requirements by the Trump administration, there have been fewer refugee admissions since 2017. But the White House says the U.S. remains at the forefront of countries helping people fleeing persecution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Gene Randall, VOA News. Voice of OA.